Digital Theater Production Connections brought together students from four different Atlantic universities to bring theater to your living room. Connections explored the all-too-familiar pandemic themes of isolation, mental health, and racial injustice last weekend. The actors, all students from the Maple League of Universities, performed live over Zoom from their homes. Whether it was here in Sackville or Antigonish or Barbados, the actors used their own laptops or cell phones to capture song, dance, painting, and their varying pandemic experiences. Director Neil Silcox, Toronto-based Mount Allison Craig Fellow, says he wanted to bring the theater-going experience to those who miss it as much as he does.
God, I miss it an incredible amount. And not a day goes by when it doesn't like hit me like a ton of bricks. And part of what is nice about theater is that it happens in a kind of dark, cramped room. You can't get away from your neighbor. You have to acknowledge that you're in it together. And a lot of my cast had the same experience because of their experience with theater, though some of them had never done theater before. But that was such a common theme. And because people who come to a piece of digital theater are probably theater goers themselves, we thought it would be something that the audience could connect to a lot. Part of what we wanted to do was share our sense of loss about things and our sense of the loss of theater.
Sitting in a theater is not the only part of performance that has been dramatically interrupted. Silcox says that COVID-19 forced him and all theater teachers to reevaluate their usual tried and true methods. Theater classes usually consist of students and teachers rolling around on the floor and running in circles, which is difficult to do online.
When COVID hit, theater immediately shut down. You know, live performance certainly immediately shut down. And theater will be one of the very, very last things to open up again in anything like a regular way. Mm-hmm. And so in the early days of COVID, it became really important to think about what was going to happen to fill this gap, both for the artists who are making work and for the audiences for whom theater is an important part of how they create and sustain community and get their sort of artistic fill. I run an institution called the Canadian Theatre Educators Conference, and we held events over the summer to talk about how we would teach theatre online, which was really, really strange mm-hmm. for us who are used to being, you know, in classrooms where we roll around on the floor and run around in circles, you know? And so part of that conversation was saying, what are we going to do about shows? And there had been some Zoom theater at that point. This was in the earliest days, maybe early May, that we were talking about this. There had been some Zoom theater, but I was starting to think about what we could do that was unique, how we could make the best out of this bad moment.
Auditions and rehearsals for Connections took place exclusively over Zoom. Connections was built from the ground up collaboratively, with much of the inspiration coming from the actors themselves. Silcox's job as a director is then to shape and guide their inspiration to what he calls a theatrical pastiche. Actors shared dance, poetry, and song, along with personal stories of loneliness and isolation experienced in their residence rooms. Mount Allison-based actor Alex Smith says that she shared some things for the first time ever in these performances.
Some of the things that I shared, I had never previously shared with somebody else. Like, I had never shown anybody my poetry, let alone read it out loud or had someone read it out loud. So it was just like a nice process to just have that shared with the cast members and with everybody that watched it, for sure.
As for the dreaded Zoom hiccups, Silcox and Smith agree that flubs are an integral part of the theater experience.
But I think we're used to that imperfection of Zoom. And theater is an art form that embraces imperfection, you know? Movies are perfect. Theater embraces the liveness, the here and now, the fact that things are not quite polished to a high gloss all the time. And I think there's beauty and power in that.